welcome to the podcast edition of the SAMNet Australia newsletter, keeping the SAMNet membership up to date with community activity, conferences and events, and highlights on new research in the area of scholarship of teaching and learning and leadership. I'm Matthew Hill, and this is SAMNet News. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the December edition of the SAMNet newsletter. I'm Matthew Hill, one of the project officers for SAMNet, and just a reminder that if you have any thoughts, suggestions, or feedback for the newsletter, please send us an email because we'd love to hear from you. Let's get into some news. Section 1, Issue 8 of SAMNet's monthly newsletter. This month's question, do you have a funded project or proposal in the works? Please let us know if you are engaged in or formulating a proposal for an OLT project or a project funded internally by your university. We can help you to make connections or share funding, for example, select advisory panel members or identify key projects to reference. We can also arrange for reviews of your draft proposals and reports by people who have received numerous grants. Contact us at samnetaustralia@gmail.com. Section 2, Conferences and Publication. Firstly, we have a call for papers for EGISME 2013, SAMNet edition. This special issue will focus on outcomes and insights from your SAMNet projects. Abstracts are due 18th of January 2013. You can follow the link in the email. Secondly, we have the Perth Teaching and Learning Forum 2013. This is for the 7th to 8th of February at Murdoch University. An early bird rego closes for this forum on December 20, so you'll need to get in quick. Section 3, Connections and Events. A past event, the VibeNet CubeNet Quantitative Skills Forum, was held on Monday and Tuesday this week, December 10 to 11 of 2012 at the University of Sydney. Future events, we have our SAMNet Leadership Development Workshops in February 2012 in a capital city near you. So Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth are on February 4, 5 and 6 respectively. Sydney Workshop is on February 11. And the Brisbane workshop will be around February the 15th, but the date is still to be confirmed. Another event is the second Australian Tertiary Geosciences Teaching Workshop, which will be held from January 16 to 17 early next year at James Cook University. As usual, we have a matchup. Jessica Vandalelli from Griffith ought to have a coffee with Gwen Laurie from UQ. You're both investigating the impacts of student videos, and you're both in Brisbane. Also, consider reconnecting with Karma Pierce of Uni of South Australia. Section 4, SAMNet Activity. First of all, project updates, posters and letter to your dean. Members of your Action Learning team have received, or will soon receive, a poster we formulated on your SAMNet Action Learning project. It describes your project and outcomes to date. We want your input on a draft letter, which is an update and a subtle congratulations, to be sent to your dean. As when you look good, we all look good. Any questions? Contact us. Leadership development workshops are being held on 4th, 5th and 6th in Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth respectively, and we're also locking in dates for Sydney and Brisbane. See you there. Section 5, Scholarship of Teaching and Learning. We have two articles for you, Getting Results, Small Changes, Big Cohorts and Technology by Jacqueline Kenny. Kenny found that one can achieve learning gains when constructive alignment is specifically fostered by modest online support in the form of voluntary weekly tasks, feedback, lecture participation, and research skill acquisition. The second article is Who Succeeds at University? Factors Predicting Academic Performance in First-Year Australian University Students. This is by Kirsten McKenzie and Robert Schweitzer. Is prior performance or university experience more influential? Section 6, Leadership Insights. The New Academic, A Strategic Handbook by Shelda Dabowski. This is highly recommended by SAMNet Steering Committee member Mario Zadnik. The book includes sections on making a difference as an effective teacher, building an effective research track record, and strategic advancement in academic settings. This might be a good personal stocking filler. We also recommend What Leading with Vision Really Means by Erica Anderson from the Fast Company magazine. This article underlines the notion that leading involves articulating a vision clearly so that others can see it. We introduced that idea in SAMNet's workshops early in 2012. Section 7, Team in Focus, intensive mode delivery versus traditional delivery, evaluating and implementing change in teaching strategies. And the team is Michelle Power, Marie Herberstein, Marina Harvey, Kelsey Dad, and they're from Macquarie University. A bit of a project update. In this project, we are evaluating learning and teaching strategies in a biology unit offered as an intensive block over 3 weeks during Macquarie University's shorter session 3. Evaluation of data from the first offering of the unit has informed some changes in the teaching strategy to overcome limitations associated with time that may be detrimental to the learner experience. This change, the introduction of one day on campus a month prior to the intensive session, also aims to establish a more collaborative learning environment for online aspects of the unit that occur prior to the intensive. It was clear from the data that the collaborative learning strategy was of benefit to the learner during the intensive session. A second round of data that includes additional questions will be gathered in the upcoming session 3, beginning mid-December 2012. A series of department teaching seminars/workshops have been instigated, and talks have been given to the wider university community, including a workshop comparing teaching strategies applied in intensive mode teaching during the Learning and Teaching Week. The aims of these seminars are to promote communication and establish a network of teachers associated with delivery of units in compressed offering. A reflective paper was presented at a teaching conference in Vienna, Austria, in February 2012. The team was also awarded a faculty learning and teaching grant to support the SAMNET project. This award enabled employment of Michael Wilson, a program researcher and development officer, to undertake a literature search to evaluate the extent of intensive mode offerings in the sciences. We are currently evaluating this literature to compose a literature review. Looking towards 2013, we can expect lots of data analysis and preparation of publications. Members of the group also received L&T awards, including Vice Chancellor's Award for Early Career Teacher and Vice Chancellor's Citations for Mentor Programs, and an OLT Award for Programs that Enhance Learning and Teaching. A little bit about each of the team members. Michelle Power is a senior lecturer in the Department of Biological Sciences. Her research interests are in the area of host-parasite interactions, particularly in examining these relationships to investigate human impacts on fragile ecosystems and endangered wildlife. Marie Herberstein is the Associate Professor and Head of the Department of Biological Sciences. Her research addresses the behavioural ecology of invertebrates, including the study of spiders and insects within an evolutionary framework. Marina Harvey is a lecturer in academic development with a Learning and Teaching Centre. Her learning and teaching research interests include leading a national project on sessional staff standards, being a team member on a national project on distributed leadership, and several projects that focus on reflection for learning. Kelsey Dad is the Associate Dean of Learning and Teaching, and also Associate Dean of International in the Faculty of Science. Research includes the volcanology, geochemistry, and tectonics of ancient and modern volcanic rocks in eastern Australia and the surrounding oceans. She's also the recipient of multiple L&T grants and awards. Section 8, Classifieds. We're seeking volunteers to review OLT projects before submission. A proposal needs to see by 10 readers before it's submitted. These reviews help the writers to address the wide range of perspectives and questions that the grant's assessors may have. Reviewing other proposals also helps you to see flaws to avoid and strategies to use in your own proposal. Well, that brings us to an end of the December edition of the SAMNET Australia newsletter. On behalf of the whole SAMNET team, we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and hope you enjoy the break. All information contained in this newsletter can be found at www.samnet.edu.au. I'm Matthew Hill. Talk to you again soon.